Earlier today, we heard from NPR's John Burnett as he was witnessing a massive U.S. artillery barrage. Those are the guns of the 1st Marine Division. They were aimed at those Republican guard positions we just heard about on the outskirts of Baghdad. John Burnett is with the 1st Marines about 20 miles southeast of the Iraqi capital, where he told us the artillery battle went on for hours.
There are about four or six artillery batteries around us, and the approach was blunted this afternoon. This long Marine column was approaching the capital, and then this firefight broke out in this colonized area, this residential area outside of the city. And they said that there were men in black dishdashes with red turbans. They even thought they were perhaps jihadis from some other Arab countries that came in, but that's not confirmed. And in any case, and what you're hearing now are...
These are helicopters overhead.
These are the Cobras. The helicopter gunships have been moving day and night toward Baghdad, degrading some of these Republican Guard positions, and there's, I think, maybe more of those. But what I was going to say is this firefight has gone on. It's continuing to go on. You can hear the pop, pop, pop of machine guns going back and forth. These irregular troops ambushed a column of Marine infantry, and I understand that one Marine is dead. There are 7 to 9 that are wounded, and it slowed down the whole column, actually. The artillery unit that I'm with had to pull into its position a bit early because of the concern about going past this area. The bullets were still flying.
John, you told us about some of the casualties that the Marines have sustained in this fighting. What is the sense of what they've inflicted on the Iraqis? Do they appear to be actually destroying these Republican Guard units, or you describe possibly these irregulars whom they're seeing along the road to Baghdad?
Well, I asked that today of some officers, because it's been confusing why there are not more bodies near all of these destroyed artillery and pieces and tanks and cargo trucks that I've seen burning beside the road. And the explanation I was given is that some of the those who manned these military pieces had run away beforehand. And interestingly, in one of the positions that the artillery left this morning, there was a body being carried onto an Iraqi ambulance. It was that of a colonel who had manned an artillery piece, which told some of the Marines that all the soldiers below him had deserted or run away, and it was, you know, one of the commanding officers left to face this American onslaught with this lone artillery piece.
Well, another possibility would obviously be that a certain number of Iraqi troops are surrendering or being taken prisoner. Is your sense that a great many have either surrendered or been taken prisoner today?
Yes. The numbers of young military age men walking on the highway south from Baghdad is breathtaking. You can see uniforms tossed into the culverts. You can see boots. And invariably, all these young men are shooting the V for victory signs, and they're particularly welcoming as the last approach to Baghdad.
John, it seems to be a mixed picture that you're describing. On the one hand, sufficient Iraqi resistance to slow the advance of the Marines as they were trying to move still closer to Baghdad, if I understand you. On the other hand, massive either surrender or desertion. Which is it that the Marines seem to think they're up against? Stiff resistance or only token resistance?
Token resistance. I get the strong sense that this Marine division is moving through these areas. It's been a slow day today, but overall, it's been a pretty brisk pace.
John, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
My pleasure, Robert.
NPR's John Burnett with the 1st Marines, south of Baghdad.